The Obama administration is rejecting reports it had quietly cut off aid to Egypt, where nearly 1,000 people have been killed in political unrest. But this afternoon, the issue is the subject of a senior-level meeting after the White House said it was reviewing its assistance to the U.S.'s strategically important partner in the Middle East. Meanwhile, the administration is condemning Egypt's detention of the Muslim Brotherhood's spiritual leader, Mohammed Badia. The State Department employees who had been put on administrative leave following the attack that killed the U.S. ambassador to Libya last year are back at work today. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports some members of Congress are furious and are now asking, where's the accountability?
According to his aide, Secretary of State John Kerry has been hands-on and focused on learning the lessons from the Benghazi attack, but officials say he agreed with the Accountability Review Board findings that no employee breached their duty. So those four employees who had been placed on administrative leave are back to work, though in different jobs. The chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee says the Obama administration is not keeping its promises of accountability. Instead, California Republican Daryl Issa accuses the State Department of offering a, quote, charade that ends in a game of musical chairs. No one, he says, missed a single day on the payroll. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.